Okay, welcome everyone. Let's get right into it today. We're doing a deep dive into something pretty critical, the financial squeeze on the U.S. healthcare system, and we're paying close attention to rural hospitals, which are really, really struggling.
That's right. It's a tough situation out there, but there are companies emerging trying to offer, you know, potential solutions.
Exactly. And we're basing our discussion today on a really interesting piece from The Guardian. It's titled U.S. Medical Debt Financing Groups Vie to Be Solution to Struggling Rural Hospitals.
Right. And our goal here, our mission for this deep dive, is to look closely at one of those companies, Cure. We want to understand how their CEO, Chris Stenglein, sees the company really playing a positive role, you know, how they aim to help both the providers, the hospitals, and of course, the patients themselves.
Yeah, it's fascinating because think about it. Hospitals are there for care, right? Not finance.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up holding just enormous amounts of patient debt, acting like, well, like banks they didn't sign up to be.
Mm-hmm. De facto banks.
The Guardian article really drives this home. It mentions operating margins for many nonprofits hitting an 8-year low recently.
Wow. That's significant.
It is. And Chris Stenglein from Cure, he put it pretty starkly. He said, and this is a direct quote, "Providers carry more consumer paper than all of your regional banks combined."
Consumer paper.
Right.
He means patient debt, right? The unpaid bills.
Exactly. The sheer volume of it. And he added, in some cases, they got $1.3 billion they write off every year.
$1.3 billion just written off.
Just gone. Vanishing from hospital budgets. It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it.
It absolutely is. And, well, hospitals just aren't set up for that. Their main job is treating patients, not chasing debt. So carrying all that, being these sort of accidental lenders, it's not sustainable.
Right.
And that's really where a company like Cure comes into the picture. They partner with hospitals, basically, to help manage what's called patient responsibility.
Okay, so that's things like deductibles, co-pays.
Precisely. The slice of the bill that insurance doesn't cover that the patient needs to pay. By helping manage that process, Cure aims to boost collections for the hospital, which, you know, hopefully moves them toward being more financially stable.
Okay, so what's their approach? How do they actually do that? Their mission statement says it's to reduce the financial risk associated with patient responsibility for providers while improving accessibility for all patients. So two sides of the coin there.
Right. Provider stability and patient access.
And they do this by pulling together different funding sources. Could be insurers, discount drug programs, philanthropy, and importantly, patient financing options.
Okay.
But here's a key point. Cure themselves, they aren't technically the lender. What they do is they brand loans through the Bank of Missouri.
Ah, okay. So they facilitate the financing rather than providing it directly.
Yeah, it seems like a way to connect patients with funding options smoothly.
And that model seems to really help hospitals get back more of what they're actually owed, which, as we said, is just critical, especially for those rural hospitals. You know, sometimes they're the only healthcare option for miles around.
Absolutely vital.
The article actually gives a good example. Jared Brown, he's a senior director at Danner Health. That's a big nonprofit hospital system.
Right.
He said Cure helped them improve collections right at the point of service by, I think it was $22 million more than the year before.
Wow, $22 million. That's a serious impact.
Huge. And Brown said pretty clearly that Cure has been a major win for our patients by providing a financing option focused on their healthcare needs.
So it sounds like a potential lifeline, really, helping both sides.
It does seem that way based on this perspective.
So wrapping this up, what should you, our listener, take away from this?
Well, it seems companies like Cure are definitely finding a niche, stepping in to help hospitals handle that patient payment piece, helping them collect more effectively and, you know, aiming for better financial health overall.
It goes right back to that mission they state, cutting the financial risk for the hospital while making care more accessible for the patient.
Yeah. And if you look at the bigger picture, these kinds of financial innovations like Cure working with the Bank of Missouri, they could be really important for keeping essential healthcare going, especially in rural areas that are often, you know, quite fragile financially.
Yep. Keeping the doors open.
Exactly. So maybe a final thought for you to ponder. What is the role of financial innovation like this in making sure healthcare stays sustainable, stays accessible for everyone, particularly as, well, everything keeps changing? What might this changing ecosystem mean for patient care where you live